ברכה בתורה שני בו שיט ודאי שאין לחלק בין הבוס יודו מהקורא בתורה שאלו או בתורה שני בו יהדי דקום הרבה גונה בתורך בשבת פוטר הוכן עמי יש לנו לא מביא דעתנו ואידר הפופה זה פוטר אף אגב דעת של יודו בתורה שאלו נוכח מי עושה בפופה להשמינת In other words, Rav Adabarei, the Rava, assumes that they're pushing like the Rambam. So what? If he stole it, if he checked it at Derech Neva, it's called to Shmiroto, and now it's over Torah Sineva. He hated the Koma Rava, Gona Vatavach B'Shabbat Potter, Hochan Ami Eshtan Olam V'Vidatenu, Vedir HaPopa the Potter. Afagav the Ask of the other B'Torah Sheva. Nukach my Osef, Rav Popol HaShminin, In other words, Rav Adabarei, the Rava, assumes that they're pushing like the Rambam. So what? If he stole it, if he checked it at Derech Neva, it's called to Shmiroto, and now it's again back to the Kama Purim, it's like the same thing as a, it's gone as the Shabbos. So therefore, where did Rambam get it from? Who's like the Rambam in the Gemara? Who?
What was the name again? Rav Adabarei, the Rava. He's the one who said it.
It's the same thing. Right, that's the next line in the Gemara, right? Right, hello? Amalei HaPapa Shula HaShmiri. What does that mean? Pirush. Lahafi Shiner HaPapa Lashona Me'ahi D'Rabba. But not the Lev D'Hei Tepur Shula Shula. LaShmiri B'Alma. It's a Ve'ach Shula B'Shabbat V'Torah Shula Nami Papa. Yes? If someone checks the Shula on Shabbat V'Torah Shula, you're also puzzled. Why? The lo aminon, nishan shela, ishaya v'yonta. That means what? Shoal is only tired of nishan onta. We've had that before. But our papa says, if you look at our papa, it's our virus is coming in him. The apple got the shuv tzvacha b'torah sineva. Ikal the name of the Kor B'Shat She'ela Iskaya V'yon Seo. He hate it, it's tired and don't know Seo, B'Shat Neshita. But I feel Unzi did not say B'Shat She'ela Iskaya V'lo. But lo tema chiyu chodosh bo lakan B'Shat Shetfoka B'Dara Kenevo. The Kaya and the Shamina mean the Rabbi the Vahid the Potter was in Tovech Shula V'yaman Ami Potter. You don't say that. Who disagrees with the Tzvok Pshuta of Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rava? Who disagrees with him? Rav Popo. Zui Tzvorek Rav Popo. Addition to the Gemara of the Taman, the Ma'am Asnei Arei Shonam Asnei Asefa. Vahi Chidusha V'Kiyola Rav Popo L'Viyama Pligi. V'Niyach L'Nachrayas L'Pasol V'Gabi Ahi D'Por Shula O'Meis V'Toveach Por Shula V'Tor Shela T'Kodinu K'Nikasivna. You remember there are problems with Faye, the Tafte Shul, the Torah Sineva, the Kuleyama Potter, for a different reason. The Chiyu of Kodesh Balakan, who can the Kassim, the Kane Nirali. What happened? This is what the Chiyu said. Look, you're looking, you're waking up, you're woken up, and you're full sleep. This is Rav, what Rav Papa says. Rav Papa says, lo,
Post of the
deny that Svara. Why do you deny that Svara? So what's the law? What's the halacha of what? This kind of case, why is the first rule of the Sabbath? You have to worry about the chiyuv of she'ela. So now we repeat what? I'm going to draw the shot all over again. We can bring down which shot? We'll bring again our puffin says, well, again, the best of this is a comma. Bring down the top shot, right? Bring the whole top shot. Try it around again. Beginning to pick up right with the guys already falling behind. It's my fault. That's just fair. So I'm probably true again. But if you don't see the Mount of Kermit in advance, now you don't appreciate the nuances. I thought you knew it already on your own basis. I'll just give you an extra little bit. So I see now that I'm being overly optimistic. Okay. I'll have to go out of there. All right, let's try. You hear the verb, now you saw it, you heard it outside, now you go back and look at it inside. The Merdeka Mahalas. The same idea, similar idea, but not the same is so, it's found in Arsamea. Anybody see that? I don't even found the station. Do you have it at the end? Kedusha Mea Simcha? No. This is going to start, you know, if you see it inside, they have, I'm not sure if they have it now. Let me tell you what happened with this. I'm not sure it's around the section. I don't think so. It's called Shack. You do show me a simple call Shack. See if they have it. You don't have it, I'll pay it out there. What happened was an amazing story. I think it was put out by Jeff Greenwald's uncle. Ever know Jeff Greenwald? You know, probably. Oh? He was going, not that old. Yeah? This is Marsha Polo, tennis counselor. On Wally Tennessee. Nice and near Yeshiva. Doesn't mean Yeshiva lives by the way, we have a child of business here. Right? No name is a child of business. Alright. So, anyway, so his uncle discovered Xaviat. Xaviat was never printed. Kiddusha Meir Simcha al Shach. I think one of the Gedolim saw they have two strong things. Arsamea and the Meshach Kavod, which are classic. And all of a sudden he finds, obvious, it was clear for you right from his introduction. He saw what he made reference. Look what I wrote in the Rambam, just the word for word. On the optical car, he found it. And he published it. Who buys? Not the long ago, 20, 30 years ago. And it looks like it came in. All right, come on. Boy, you were good. but not much. And he almost got a new oyster. We have a new treasure to have of hope, two desires. And this is Rameh Simchan Shach. There, at the very end, the things we got inadvertently left out of the Osamad copy. Rameh Simchan in his notes, I didn't have smuggled to the Osamad. He really belonged to the Osamad by it. That was very critical. He didn't have the full word process to be added to the end. So it didn't sound there. If you look at the Chelek Beis of the paper, Shin Ayin Vov. The very last few pages, with omissions to the paper also map, right back to this. Say so. It all starts with a Rambam. The Rambam tells us that there exists a concept of a Shoel becoming a goddess. It exists. Rambam has a case where somebody was a shomer, and suddenly now he decides he's going to be treated as a tribe. Appreciate your attention. We was a shoel, and he becomes a ganav. That's called a shomer shaganav mirshuso. He has been a shoel, and he became a ganav. Now, what happens to such a case? So, well, I'll let the ganav apply to him. Where did he come from in Shas? Here, a man simply calls our attention to a Gemara in Baba Kama. This is a Gemara. This is a quarter of it. Rambam, the Gemara is in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Kiva Saba called for Lash Mirasa. Rabbi Shmuel Saba low called for Lash Mirasa. Yeah? Nachlokas Atanoim. The Rambam has the Hilchos Geneva. Perek Dal Halacha Yud. Rambam says, "Shomer shegonav mirshuso, v'ayin v'keifo." So you see, mamish v'ganav, shorei kol v'shmiraso. Rambam passed the course like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi says, "Zayin klum." Let's say what he wants. Zayin klum. But let's think Shad Rambam now, okay? Oh. So there exists this concept of what? Of Kol Tashmi Rasa. Don't the Shiva is about to be made up. They have a new phrase, the Shiva. A new phrase, a pioneer. A new religion. No. The word Kol Tashmi Rasa found in Shad Babli. We have a kind of the Shiva. Why do they cite the Shad Babli? Why did it take a few hundred years more for a man Simcha in a long paragraph that was discovered now to make that reference? I guess maybe the sheep is too. Of course, you know what he means. Sheep. You don't know about the Kama. The sheep doesn't quote it. Maybe the new sheep, the fancy, you know, who has a sheep and a fancy sheep? Maybe make the. When you look up later, see if he has to make the reference. Maybe. Yeah. You can't know a Ghanim. That's what Rama understood anyway. where both sides, the Yosemite and Plaza, follow. Al Gemara, it's like Rabbi Shmuel. Al Gemara discusses the whole issue of Rav Papa, the whole story. Look at it, it's an easy chart to draw.
Same box. Al Gemara was born the home. The whole Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, he said what? Lo, Tosfos, and Shirasa. Right? But the Rambam holds what? Like Rabbi Akiva. Where's Rabbi Akiva found? Well, the town holds the first few steps of the day. So then, what's that? Then what comes out? What we draw down over here is back. Rav Papa's laboring according to Rabbi Shmuel, very hard. But all tomorrow, as far as halacha is concerned, belongs in the different file. You know, you disregard it. So now halacha might be fire. That's what I was the master. That's an interesting chat. But I guess Stein Shein Arba. The Shita of Tamech holds according to Rambam, you are, you're caught there from carrying the show. Why? Because called the Shmirazo. I did Gemara? So the man says the Gemara is going, are going to be small, we thought they're going to be a Shiva. And the Shita says, but the Machlokas is in the Gemara. We have back up already, Rabba, we pass the Lack, and our Papa, we don't pass the Lack. The answer is the same result. It's amazing how they get through the figure differently. But the same result exactly. Oh. Now I both say I only have one problem left with the Rambam. Well, I'm going to pick up that. It's a totally different approach to the Rambam. I want to leave it as it is now. So I would like to leave this over perhaps for Sunday if I can. I asked him to see a shot. He goes to Shilta Givorim. A totally different approach. So I don't want to go into it now. Not to be having a flow, I hope. That's going to be a sort of a totally different approach to the Gamma, what the Rambam means. So we'll just leave that for Sunday, we know. But there's one other thing, aside from that other thing, which we're leaving, there's one thing I want to take care of now, which is Shver Amba. Why are the Gemara saying in Geneva in Tzvicha and Mechira? Why should the Chayav Tzvicha and Mechira? Call it Rabbi on the Tzvicha and Mechira itself. What's the answer? Why did the Gemara say in Ein Ganeiv and Tzvicha Mechir? To say, let it be Tzvicha Mechir, but it's called Levi Rabbi when he shafted it on Shabbos. What's the answer? But even in Luya Tzvicha, there could be Tzvicha Mechir without Ganeiv. Still, they come to calmly on the Tzvicha itself. What's the answer? Everyone's listening to the answer. Why did the Gemara to say, in Ein Ganeiv and Tzvicha and Mechira, just say, call me Rabbanei on the Terah, call me Rabbanei on the Kepa, call me Rabbanei on the Galdei. Oh, that's right. Oh, forgot it right. Everyone else got it wrong. Listen to what someone says, a good thing, listen. It's a question. Because our Gemara is going to the day that holds what? Come on. The Shani, Hani, the top one of the page, Shechidah, 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 our Gemara is the whole thing of work with the Mahala. You don't say Kala and Rabbi Baknas. If you don't say Baknas, then what should happen? Come on, what should happen? So we should say what? Just say Dal Vehei. So what's the reason why you don't? Because they make a neighbor. Hey, speak and Mechira. Do we pass them like a man in that respect? Do we pass them? They don't say Kala and Rabbi Baknas? No way. So why does the Rabbi have to bother telling us? They make a neighbor. Hey, speak and Mechira. Just say, comment on everything. That's the catch. A good catch. Rav Tamech has the catch. The sheep has the catch. So man says with his mahala, I don't have it. He'll bring it. He'll bring it on Sunday. I'll bring it on Sunday. We'll see how the words fit. He says, well, the rabbi is just trying to tell you that it would have been denied if not the Talmud rabbi in it, because Shalom Shagadim Reshusa Kolfish Mirav. He's trying to teach you Derek Agav at yourself. You don't really need it. He was in Potter anyway. That's the awesome answer. Shver, Fitzel Shver in terms of fair. I have two other Balabatmas with everything. The deceiver says, and I have to meet if somebody else shafts it. The Baal of the fair. We don't think about before, so Ve'er Ha'ele Acher, Yechayo. But here you would. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Hello? And then Geneva, and Shvichah and Mechira. You know someone else shafts it, it's not coming on the Shvichah itself, but it's coming on the Geneva, and there's no Geneva, there's no Shvichah Mechira. He had Rambam felt compelled to give the reason of Main Geneva, the part to you that somebody else shafts it. That the seed is very balabadish, a down to earth terror. Very good. Sit and shin the mouth, and it's the ten. Balabadish. Others say, not to mean if it's Pisa. If it's come later on, Pisa would help. Maybe. As we've talked about before, Pisa would help. Suppose Lam Gimel and Vase, remember that? Shemayim, etc. But now, Main Geneva, even Pisa wouldn't help. Some other thing that the Chassidim says that. The sheet is something that I don't understand. The sheet is something that I don't understand. Maybe you'll help me out with it. I don't really think. She says, somewhere there she answers cash against the Rambam. Why did he have to say the reason of, come on, Emein Geneva, Ein Tzibur in Mechira, just say, come to the Rabbi, Emein Geneva, come to the Knaas, we'll be parking. I'll look for it later. In Paris, I don't understand. The Chi of Knaas comes later. The Chi of Knaas comes after the Chi of Geneva or something. And therefore, you wouldn't say Kamlet. I'm not sure what the word is. I'm not sure what the word is. But if you shaft it, then say Kamlet and send the Shechit again. But I can't, it's somewhere buried in this long piece. Okay, we'll keep on that, Mr. Shem, for Sunday as well. You look inside, you can find the Shita, maybe you'll find it. And we'll have one more post from Shilta Gibor, it's a Shachwal, and we'll discuss that in the other. That's the only thing that's hanging, the rest is finished. Okay, let's discuss the parts of Shavua for a little while. Okay, everyone, I hope everyone has a straight with the regular shear, with a few little loose ends. And Mitzvah on Sunday, the same shiur early, again, 10:45. I was doing the Gemara Baitim. So everyone should just, over the weekend, if you can, prepare tomorrow, or after Christmas, if you can. Okay. Ooh, another one to talk about on Sunday. Remind me. The statement of the comments. Nothing to do with the drama. I must have tried the Gemara. Will you please remind me somebody? I'm going to forget. Take a note. Find your note. Let's start off with that. You want to look it up? It's in the old edition. It's in Baba Kama Simit Tezvot. So the last paragraph, not Simit, it says, Subas Lamadal. has to do with all the Ramadan for Onas Gomer. Not directly related to our sugya, but I wanted to make a aria. We spoke about this last year already. So I want to just make that aura. So please remind me if you can talk about this on Sunday, the first thing. We'll go back to the Lusas and the Rambam. We'll do the Gemara Vaita. How far will we get? Well, I guess we'll get to Menahem and Al somewhere. We'll go exactly where. All right? Do whatever you can. All right. Parsha Shavu. Yeah. As far as you can get. I can't put it down on myself. First, I want to apologize. Kind of the parsha Shavu, because I haven't been good to my word, and I didn't have a chance to spell it out. The very beginning of the parsha is Parsha Vayera, talks about the mitzvah of Achnasas Or. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yoredei, the Ramah, that Achnasas Or can apply primarily to individuals who do not live in that city. Then you have to bring them to your house. They have nowhere else to go, really. If someone lives down the block, and you invite them for the Shabbat, you invite them back next Shabbat, it's very nice. They're socializing together. They're there for your girl. Beautiful. But it's not HaKnosos Orchim, in the strict sense. Not Kamina, but not Kamina. HaKnosos Orchim is, I love the concept, it's a certain coolest. It's the Shulchan Aruch Ramo. I don't have it to your day in front of me. But it's quoted. Based on earlier sources. Mark, I'll show you where it is. So the what was I talking about in the old days? You don't have too much of it today. But man, it's valid. A guy is seen in the street. He's homeless, basically. He has nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat. But he had a place of shul for them. Remember you ever learned Tzachim or other things? Kiddush, right? Kiddush for shul. We still make Adayom Hazeh, because in the old days they had Orchim. And Evan Orech had nowhere to go, so where did he gravitate, of course? Shul? Shul. This is something which is true to Adayom Hazeh. Someone has nowhere to go on Shabbos. Since he got stuck, Hashem Shalom, he was driving a car, and the sun's about to set. So the halacha is to stop the car, for those who don't know. Stop the car, get out wherever you are. Let's say it happened to you. Well, either. So you get out wherever you are, so you get out somewhere in the middle of the city. What you do, you look for the first thing. Yes, sir. Stop the police. But, where's the nearest synagogue? I remind you of an interesting story. It happened to my father. My father told me the story in the blizzard of 47. I've never heard of that blizzard. Never heard of it. I was a little baby. The blizzard of 47. It was December, and it was kind of one of the worst blizzards. I think there's a blizzard now they talk about, the blizzard of 47 and the blizzard of 1888. Those are the two big blizzards they talk about. A little before my time. So the blizzard of 47, of course, happened on a Friday, like all good blizzards. All of a sudden, it started on a Friday out of nowhere, and my parents were living then in Rockaway. So, I was a double, you figure to take the Long Island Railroad. So my father got on the Long Island Railroad on Friday afternoon. I guess my mother got left to work early. 1 o'clock. I told my dad the Shabbos was 4, you know, the 4th of December. And all of a sudden, stop. You don't know where? Stop. Stop. An hour, 2 hours, stop. Must be a tremendous snow drift. Stop. My father can look at his watch, he knows the time. I'm getting off. You can't get off in the middle of it. I'm getting off. He wouldn't even go on a train on Shabbos. Since today, drunk guys drive cars. So he would, I don't know if he would preclude you. Somebody could have said he's allowed to stay on the train. But even though you're allowed to drive a train, normal condition, you can't go on a train on Shabbos. For whatever reason, if you still do on Shabbos, or whatever reason it is. I put me because you couldn't say that. That's what I put. I wouldn't. You must know that I bought an answer. So, I think so. Even a cavity can say it. Nothing. Shabbat Chagol. But, okay. So he got off. He got off. He get off. And it turned out where he got off was somewhere near Forest Hills.
Where? Forest Hills.
Well, 1947, that's part of the 19th. In the driving snowstorm. Because the first thing he did was right before she went to a drugstore though. And he said, here, take everything I own. Here's my briefcase, here's my wallet, here's my money, here's my watch, here's my keys, here's everything I own. I'll come back tomorrow and figure it out. Those days. Before the 50s even, before the romance of the 50s, even in the 40s, he got it back the next day. He got everything back. Then he fell to a walk. Shopping, bring it up. He had nothing in his pocket. Free aliens, right? So, nothing in his pocket. He sees somebody. He knows in the yeshiva. On the street. What kind of a sugar is walking on the street right before 4:30 in the summer? A guy's going to shoot. Who else? Shalom aleichem. What are you doing here? He says, I'm stranded. Oh, you come. I'll take you. Right? Turns out the shul was a service. Yeah, those days. It was, you know, he was a rabbi, maybe. I don't know who it was. I've got to read some of the story. I think, maybe, I'm not sure. But I think the father went far out. He didn't know where he was going. There's certainly no lady there far out in the snowstorm. I think he found out it was conservative. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Queen's Jewish Center had begun in a storefront. Somewhere in the storefront. Probably the beer to order for anything. I think I think down in there on Shabbos was a kid. So, people came in on Shabbos. Okay, they came in on Shabbos in the morning. I don't know. I think not so terrible. Either they carried the thing, but they did. New mailer. Mailer, I mean, Shabbos cock, whatever, I don't know what. A much worse thing happened. 1977, some other year afterwards, I don't know what it was, a snowstorm. And on Friday, in that area, Queens, the way to Paraguay. People drove in and arrived by car an hour after Shabbos, an hour after the sun, or 2 hours after the sunset. He named it. But the question, all it had to be for these individuals that did it was it had to be cool up message. I could just abandon the car. What were they required to do? They were driving on the highway. You could go. I mean, you know, you're not just stopping in the parking lot. You go a few feet and stop again. More than the fire, more than the clear to do. In my opinion, they're clear to do. They're clear to drive the car to the side of the road. Probably, you know, after a while, and instead of moving forward, you're saying, hey, you can run sideways. After a while, you know, after half an hour, if I can get to the side of the road, abandon the car on the side of the road. And all the valuables locked in the car, or else you want to trust somebody else. But then, you have to pack gutters, and also, you find a gutter, who's equally abandoned, equally stuck on the side of the road, right? So there's a girl who's driving, and you go in his car. Which way are you going? Which way are you going, sir? Going towards Paraguay? Yeah, no? Hitch. Or if you can't do that, you get off in an hour, you walk the car still, but you know, that's why we have Jews living in Queens, because on the Friday, that's why they're the day, and they get stuck. And you spend Shabbos by that? That's cool. You can't just drive a car on Shabbos. It's crazy. Did you realize that? You're in Harlem? If you're in Harlem. Depends on the circumstances. I used to walk in Harlem. Doesn't matter what. Harlem was bad. Harlem was bad for 30 years. I mean, right, that's right. I've been on 26th Street. I haven't walked there.
30 years now.
All right, maybe. Yeah. No, driving probably isn't the right thing. It's moderate age for Shabbos. There's no way. Drive machine on you. I don't recommend that. Driver, you put your elbow on the gas pedal and look up.
How do you
left is not a shooter. He's the driver to left. No? Brake? Half America used to put their left foot on the brake. Maybe you put your left foot on the gas machine. They also take it to the hospital to do that. They're not used to do that anymore. And now I gotta stop it. You can't just put the left foot on the gas. Right? You won't use
it.
It's not gonna help. You haven't tried it. It doesn't work. It goes anyway. Park will not stop. Park will not stop a car when it's going through the leave the foot on the brake this year. The kid said you can't drive on Shabbos. There's no way. If it's a kuach nefesh mamish, then it's philosophical Muslim. But it's hard to imagine the case. Peace to death. Yeah, see, that's the hesitate. You're stuck on the side of a road in the middle of nowhere. You don't feel that to be in Pennsylvania, and you're 10 degrees, and it's snowing, and you can't walk. You can't walk. No, there's no way to walk. But what do you do then? It then depends. If you can get out of the car, flag down someone who'll pick you up, state trooper or something like that, that's what you have to do. No state trooper, there's no passersby, there's no nothing, you can't stay in the car. Well, actually, try to stay in the car. Leave everything on. Don't touch anything. Put the heat on. Pull the bolt. Raise the bolt. So you'll be able to get out of the car. Right? Or loose the bolt. And leave your heat on. And that way you can stay in the car. The battery will not go. The engine's going. Leave the gas going. He won't go if the gas not going. Leave the gas going and leave the light on for the outside, the headlights, you know, the hazard lights, emergency lights, and leave the heat on and until you're out of gas, you'll still have heat. You can stay alive, all shots. Hopefully, you'll have someone before that will come in and will take you away. People go to the mountains, they get stuck happening. One tremendous rainstorm. Guys get stuck and they stay on the side of the road the whole Shabbos. Others walk miles and miles and miles to the house. That's just how put the book. But the song is also terrible. Should have stopped in Monroe. Stopped 100,000 people stopped at the beginning of that week. Thousands, yes, people could have stuck, and they were there with the rainstorm, the construction on the freeway, we got stuck terribly, they went to Monroe. Oh, got up and lunch here already. No. Oh, Charlotte, you grew up in Africa. Even Senate people, even Shaz, it's not good on the old. Maybe it'll be fun if some kind of happy to go close to the school, to the Shaz back on. Not close to it. Use meal, that'd be the right one. You think for that so much? Yeah, 8 miles. 8 miles. All right, that guy's a walk more than 8 miles. I know guys for a 2 hour walk. The guy who I know. After the fact, they called me up Sunday. Rebbe, I got stuck with my wife. We were on the car by ourselves. We walked to the bungalow town. Was I allowed to tell the guy to drive the car from 17th to the colony after I arrived? I asked, were you allowed to go back? Were you allowed to go to the colony in the first place? It was a foot to come. I didn't think of that. So, I'm on a different town. It was right. It was complicated. There was a guy who volunteered. It was a long story. No. That's your shot of time. Your stuff. It's only a matter of money. Yes, that's a snowstorm. That's a health hazard. Here, that's not a health hazard. It's not whole effort. It's high up. It's going to a truck. Aim to the mile and a half story. More than 10 bucks off the ground. The average car, I think, is less than 3 feet off the ground. But the average van, or bus, not even a van these days. No, I want only a minivan. Minivan, please. Go up, Although you're always going to go on the roof. Well, let me sit on top of the seat. I'll sit on the... Ain't cool in the Malaman floor. If you bought some off the ground, it's going to some one day of tomorrow. There's no noise.
Yeah,
she makes a quick shot. Anyway.
I want that open the door again.
Yeah, please open the door for me, sir. Why not? Anyway, well, I'm going to get back to my topic over here. Not as awkward as the with those who had nowhere to go. We invite them in to eat, to sleep, etc. We usually don't have that nowadays. We have where to go. People who are not, need money, we give them, like, come to your house and ask for money. So you give them doctor, you give them to eat, that's a lot of stuff. But they're really the poor people, and they have nowhere to go, they're collecting for various doctors. You're bombarded till the end, and a million different people coming to you. People run well as well. That's a lot of stuff. So, Shomanara. Oh. That's what I thought before I get back. So I said at the beginning of the year, I asked Talmidim, especially out of town, that's the first priority, to prevent Shabbos in my home. But nobody took me up on it. And I just didn't take any initiative because I'm busy with a lot of other things. So I want to make another announcement. Let's fix that. Show of hands. How many Talmidim have out of town? Out of the metropolitan area. Out of metropolitan New York. Oshia, Ed, Amefa, Warren. That's it? I live in an hour of New York City. Without an hour of the Yeshiva. So why do you have to manage the Shabbos? Come this Shabbos, next Shabbos? I'm serious. I feel very bad. that he was whooping. Let's make a meeting tomorrow now. Tell him the mom was going to make it up. I have two kids now. He said, the mom was going to meet tomorrow right there in the living room. Do it. I said, but that shows how proud it was. So I tell everybody, I give him a chance. And I said, you know, I feel very bad. I can't give you more. Because it's only people coming, and I just don't have that. I just can't. I found later, what's a chazak? The prophet says in Yeshaya, which means that you're literally, as I understand it, your heart, your soul should go out, should go out to those individuals who you are trying to help. That's if you have to give them bread, give them lodging. You should go, your heart should go out to them. That's so bad for you. I'd like to help you more, I just don't have. I'm not as Bakaba to have that in favor. I didn't know about that. I said on my own. So I was trying to smile at them. You have to always try to smile. Difficult. The Gemara Ksubis. The quote of the Gemara Ksubis is the very end of Ksubis. The quote of the Gemara Ksubis in this context. The Gemara Ksubis says, look, hey, what you're doing two things for the person. Number one, you are giving him food. Ladies, you can't, ladies have a much better feeling than men. That's awful. That's awful. That's the fairest. You should have kept it to the office of the I should think I went down the mile. Well, there was, so I went upstairs to down the mile. When I went downstairs, there was a lady with a shoe. I come up later, I walked upstairs, I see struggles when I went outside by the door. Now, the next morning, the Baba Baba said to me, I said to the Baba Baba afterwards, what's the money to push the poor? The poor people, right? That's basically. I have to assume if the guy has stealing $10 for a pushka, it has to be a poor person. Rich people steal much bigger amounts in a different way. Sure, we did a very bad thing. It's doing this out. Sure, but if he did it, it's terrible. But on the other hand, look, the money got to a poor person. Directly, it doesn't go through an intermediary to a check. But, I pay, because I wrote stuff in checks. It happened just again a month or two ago. I wrote a check for $5. No, I wrote a check for $20, and they made it to $50. One thing, you know, whenever I say it, not to look for the guys. Ladies, you can't, ladies have a much better feeling than men. That's awful. That's awful. That's the fairest. You should have come up to the office of the office. I said, look, I went down the mile. Well, there was, so I went upstairs to down the mile, and I went downstairs, there was a lady with a shoe. I come up later, I walked upstairs, I see struggles when I said that again. The next morning, one has to wonder who this guy down in Amara was. So I said to the Baba Baba afterwards, what's the money to push the poor? The poor people. Right? That's basically. I have to assume if the guy has stealing $10 for a pushka, it has to be a poor person. Rich people steal much bigger amounts in a different way. $10 for a pushka. Sure, we did a very bad thing. It's doing this out. Sure, but if he did it, it's terrible. It's just a pushka. But on the other hand, somebody got to a poor person. Directly. Doesn't go through an intermediary to a check. But, I paid because I wrote stuff in checks. It happened just again a month or two ago. I wrote a check for $5. No, I wrote a check for $20. And they made it to $50. You know, they wrote over very, powerful stuff. And they wrote $50. I don't know who did it. Maybe it was the quote unequal, the only one who I gave the check to. Maybe it was he didn't look at that. It was they gave it to a store. I don't know who did it. I don't know. Terrible, my company was. Terrible. I wanted a check to an unequal. Somebody had a check out somebody's dance. They do something called check kiting. Leapfrog. Check kiting is called. What that means is, the guy took my check, made some kind of special zero, looked like a check, and he passed it off. And he forged my signature. It's the letter, but he forged my signature. What did he do? He went to a copying machine store in Borough Boston, and he asked to buy two copying machines. There were two checks in the school, and one check in the school, and that's $2,000. And he bought the machine. And I delivered it to this address. The guy didn't think twice. He gave him the machine, took the check. Sure enough, like that, he has to cut $70,000 for that. And what I do, so that's how I did the school account, right, that I did the charity account. We got a summons. Go to small claims court. This guy wants to go to court, so we came a bounce check. So it's not up to
question. We have quite a number of funny here in the room today.
How do you remember your parents' home, if your father was home, brought out with an error for shul that he was unexpected? This guy walked into the shul. Who remembers to get? Nobody. There's a straw that happened. I remember when I was in Boston, living by the road, it happened. Mr. Katz was like a look, and he's a very fine man. And the rule was, you know what to say, know what to eat, you went to get into the Brooklyn Friday night, and you were taken care of. It worked. Mr. Katz was one better to do it. He tried to call the man, but if he didn't answer that, walked in, guaranteed a place for them. Who got to take him home? It's a tradition. I tell you, so it happened to me. We were 1,000. I was in Europe, 25 years ago. He asked somebody, I think it was in Antwerp, if I'm not mistaken, where's the Rakosha restaurant? He didn't want to follow me. Come, I'll take you. He's a walking around the block, stops at not at a restaurant, but he goes to dairy, and he buys up a whole pile of food. And then come with me. Takes us to his home, feeds us the food. What are you doing? Do we want to pay the rent? No. I see Arthur, we attack everyone we're going, we didn't know where we were going. He took me to his house, spent four bucks for him. What? How can I watch? Really, I was a friendly year. He went to the restaurant. Used to be another. Came from school Friday night, he had nowhere to go. We bring him in. You don't have that. Let me ask you a question. We have quite a number of funny here in the room today. How do you remember your parents' home, if your father was home, and brought out with an error for school that he was unexpected? This guy just walked into the school. Who remembers to get? Nobody. There's a straw that happened. I remember when I was in Boston, living by the road, it happened. Mr. Katz was like a look, and he's a very fine man. And the rule was, you know what to say, know what to eat, you went to get into the Brooklyn Friday night, and you were taken care of. It worked. Mr. Katz was one better to do it. He tried to call the man, but if he didn't answer that, walk in, guarantee the place was who got to take him home? It's a tradition. I tell you, so it happened to me. We were 1,000, I was in Europe, 25 years ago. He asked somebody, I think it was in Antwerp, if I'm not mistaken, where's the Rakosha restaurant? He didn't want to follow me. Come, I'll take you. He's a walking around the block. He stops at not at a restaurant, but he goes to dairy. And he buys up a whole pile of food. And then come with me. Takes us to his home, feeds us the food. What are you doing? Do we want to pay the rent? No. I see Arthur, we attack everyone we're going, we didn't know where we were going. He took me to his house, spent four bucks for him. What? How can I watch? Really, I was a friendly year. He went to a store, which was owned by a friendly year. He was going to the criminal section there. No problem. That's a fucking story. Most of us not in that migration. But here we left from our brother Zeno. Nice of a similar bond. I'm not just offering a tremendous mitzvah. And you try to get your whole family involved, right? Sorrow's involved, small's involved. I try to tell my kids, offer them food, some drinks. They go to the mitzvah, they all know the word mitzvah. A tower to mitzvah. That's what my kids knew when they were 3 years old. A tower to mitzvah. That was their, their brain. The guy is up in the brain. He's lost it, or
long day, and they knock on doors, they get to join us. Hasnasas also is a big mitzvah. To try to fulfill it as best as we can. Leven Shinayim Echolam is a general term. This one is quite often. Everyone's supposed to try to smile at it. The same as the Kabbalah, the same as the Kabbalah. Give more material, they of course it's good. Even if you can't, you just smile at people, treat them nicely. That's a tremendous way to make friends with the Jewish people. It's a critical way. These are some of the lessons you have to learn from the parish of Ayera. Critical lessons you have to keep for all time. Don't forget, one day you'll be about a month, you'll get married, you'll have your own home, and you'll have opportunities to bring in guests. Either doctor who may be there. No, they're now single. A lot of singles are single. These men and women living in Kew Garden Hill, Flatbush, and other that's right. I spoke to one of these singles called my house just last week. Related to someone who was in my yeshiva, tried to find a shidduch, etc. She was in Kew Garden Hill. Singles from out of town. My wife asked her, "Well, what do you do for Shabbos?" People invite me and they try to set me up. And then, Baruch Hashem, that's a tremendous mitzvah. I can pay a case with paid off. People are bored at home and they end up marrying the kids in the mishpacha or friends and family. But Hashem's darkim is what it say? On an awful pair of sand, all of us there, a karen, a yechel, so all of us there. Good stuff. So the fast minute, I have to walk out in the middle, so I have to have the van. I transfer this van. Talk about before we get to tomorrow, because I'm very upset. Very upset about the opening editorial of the commentary. Really, I'm very upset about this. Opening editorial. It criticizes Rabbi Abraham Weiss. I think it's an unjust criticism. They say there, Rabbi Weiss physically, I want to respond. The claim is made that her wife physically attacked the news crew of Blue Yard on WNBC News New York, which is covering the Jewish community's reaction to the war. Based on the fact it's accurate. I have to assume that it's not accurate. There's only a fool to that it is accurate. I didn't speak to her wife about it. I'm only going to accept that I did speak to her wife after the Yerushalayim Heights, and I have to assume it's not true. I don't have to worry about that, but they didn't quite have documentation. Just made a statement. What did he do? Called the Kill Hashem. Managed to augment anti-Semitism and further hatred. He said, what world are they living in? All without any apparent gain. Devotion to important causes that is otherwise an expression of commitment is underfitting for a God-fearing Jew. I don't know what he did, but Bashar is certainly underfitting for God's being good. So I have to be very careful before they attack somebody like this to make sure that the facts right, documented, you there, to Abraham, you saw, and and we have all the, and we have the Shiloh, committed to write something, like that. Well, what's wrong with it? And the name of the God-fearing Jew, they have to want to keep the mitzvahs. But I saw the attitude today. But I forgot, but I haven't seen this yet. I'm going to mention it over Shabbos. I didn't have a chance to ask him what his really thought the information was. But that's my fault. So, again, I'm making a statement which, that an attack like this on what I, some of the rights today admitted to God-fearing Jew, has to be what's going to document. And I think after you document, you write down your documentation, then you have to ask the Shabbos. Maybe they did. Maybe after that, I don't want to be overly critical. But it seems to me that just dump has popped out. It's not appropriate. That's my opinion. That's what I have to say. The rest of the thing is, going for some fine. I mean, it wasn't complete, but it was fine. There was nothing inaccurate there that I saw. And I've seen it before. But bad advice, I don't know.
I don't know. shul?
Because I don't know.
What kind of shul?
It's like Reuben.
It's kind of called from Reuben. Reuben was made. This is the Yucca. These used to have parties there. I haven't seen it. I spoke there a few times. I put it out in tradition. There's no tradition in Reuben, and I just used to go look at the Irish guy in Reuben. Yeah? Political talk. Not a Irish guy. The only shoe that really exists is more. That's the shoe. It's illegal, by the way. I don't know what to say with this. I don't know what to say. I just don't understand. What's the first part of the Shechiva? Is that the part? That's terrible. That is terrible. I didn't read it. But if it's true, it's terrible. Who said it? Is it true? Maybe they just weren't comfortable with the dialogue. They weren't so afraid they were good. Still wrong. Still a good mistake.
Well, I know people
who
are doing
nothing out of the world.
More
of a people are doing nothing out of the world. I just had to see it all. You're talking about Agunas? Mm-hmm. Terrible. Agunas is a terrible problem. It's a terrible. I agree. I agree with editorial. It's about time rabbis and communities started paying more attention to this more embarrassing problem. Is this more embarrassing than what? Oh. I think it is a problem. Apparently, I think it's maybe because of his head. On the front page, I heard about this novelist who wrote about Agnew. No? I heard on the front page. So that's the what's really caught. I mean, that's like a few days ago. You want to throw it a few days? Oh, yeah. That's what it means. All right. I have the wife of L.A. Won't do a wedding without a agreement. Okay? Good, finish. Now we go back to the okay. Yes. We have a couple of things I have to discuss. First is I made a mistake. So that's my mistake. I read you a shita, I told you about a shita last time, and I didn't read it carefully enough, so I wasn't able to explain it properly. Remember we discussed the question of the Rambam. The Rambam says an angel name ain't to be from the fevers and no fears out of the head. So we ask the Kasha that the Gemara makes the statement in the context of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says when it comes to Knas is no going to come out of Rabbi Meir. I just had to do it all. They talk about Agunas. Terrible. Agunas is a terrible problem. I agree. I agree with editorial. It's about time rabbis and communities started paying more attention to this more embarrassing problem. Is this more embarrassing than what? Oh. I think it is a problem. Apparently, I think it's maybe because of his head. On the front page, I heard about this novelist who wrote about Agnew. No? I heard on the front page. So that's the what's really caught. I mean, that's like a few days ago. You want to throw it a few days? Oh, yeah. That's what it means. All right. Well, I have the wife of L.A. Won't do a wedding without a denouncing agreement. Okay? Follow me. Good. Finish. Now we go back to the other one. Okay. Yes. There were a couple of things I have to discuss. First is I made a mistake. So that's a mistake. I read you a shita. I told you about a shita last time, and I didn't read it carefully enough, so I wasn't able to explain it properly. Remember, we discussed the question of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "An ain ganev ain kriyta matiras, no kiyas out of the head." So we ask the kasha that the Gemara makes the statement in the context of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, when it comes to knas, is no din of kama b'rabbi ganev. So therefore, why should there be a kiyas out of the head? The only explanation was, "An ain ganev ain kriyta matiras." But the Rambam paskin that you say, call the Rambam even when it comes to knas. So who needs the whole story of the main ganeva and tzvicha mechir? If there would be tzvicha mechir, you would part of tzvicha mechir on the basis of kol lemon rabbi minayim b'shechtan and Shabbos. The same way he stole on Shabbos with no chir ganeva, so to be shechtan and Shabbos with no chir of tzvicha. So why must Rambam come on to end tzvicha mechir? So we gave two balabatashet words, quote unquote. One of the nechakinet, not the tzvisa. Because Kamle it'd be tzvisa. Now it's not even tzvisa, because the negative and tzvisa and the field. That's one. That's what he said. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's a double chiddush. First of all, there's always, as the Nechakinet himself points out, there are those possible who say that tzvisa wouldn't. Again. If there's no tzvisa by knas, then the whole thing is that's what the Chassidus himself says. There's nothing to talk about. The whole afternoon is assumed there would be tzvisa by knas. We discussed it some last before. Would there or would there not be? That's a different thing. But I'm saying it's a new nekuda. It's just a nekuda. Not so partial of a thing. The Nesim is going to go partial of the afternoon. I had a akher. Someone else shot for you on Shabbos. So if a big killer of Rabbi Meir is not coming out there, someone else did it. You didn't do it at all. But if Ben Gineva is big on the Kira, then there's no fear down the head. That is the basis of the truth. That I understand. I mentioned that there's another terrorist in the Shita Mekubetis who preceded them all and asked the same kasha, but I didn't say it over properly. So I want to correct that mistake. It all starts with the writers. That's the problem. I ignored the Raivit and I went to the Rambam and I didn't say it properly. This is over here. If you want to look up the Raivit is quoted in this version, page 309 of the 10th, and there's a traditional version of the Sheet of the Kubetas. There's two different masters in a row. One's called the Zelashon and the Rajba. And the next one is called the Ramah. Right? The Meir Halevi. So that's where, if you want to find it in a different edition, that's where you'll find it. And it's towards the beginning of Lama Dal Lama Bay. It's a very long dot on the sheet. The rabbis is like this. What's the case? The fact of Kamala Ibn Rabbi and the Tzvich itself, the Tzvich would help for the Dal Bay. Now, I'm going to make it. Hey, Tzvich and the Chir Tzvich will not help on Dal Bay. You could argue and say that maybe there is name on the level of Tzvich. So that therefore there was a Tzvich would help for the Dal Bay. It's a delicate argument. You can say, but no! Bottom line, you can't collect the neighbor. So therefore, you can take the neighbor definitively. The kid is in the first thing. Yes. Again. If there's no pizza by knock, then the whole thing is, that's what the kid himself says, there's nothing to talk about. The whole afternoon is assumed there would be pizza by knock. We discussed it some last before. Would there or would there not be? That's a different thing. But I'm saying it's a new nekuda. It's just a nekuda, not so partial of a thing. The Nesim is going to go partial of the afternoon. I had a akher. Someone else checked for you on Shabbos. So if a big killer of Rabbi Meir is not coming out there, someone else did it. You didn't do it at all. But if Ben Gineva is big on the Kira, then there's no fear down the head. That is the basis of the truth. That I understand. I mentioned that there's another terrorist in the Shita Mekubetis who preceded them all and asked the same kasha, but I didn't say it over properly. So I want to correct that mistake. It all starts with the Raivit. That's the problem. I ignored the Raivit and I went to the Rambam and I didn't say it properly. This is over here. If you want to look up the Raivit is quoted in this version, page 309 of the 10th, and there's a traditional version of the Sheet of the Kubetas. There's two different masters in a row. One's called the Zelashon and the Rajba, and the next one is called the Ramah. Right, Meir Halevi. So that's where, if you want to find it in a different edition, that's where you'll find it. And it's towards the beginning of Lama Dalet Amud Beis. It's a very long document, the Shita. The Rambam is like this. What's the case? Listen carefully. The case is that Rashi crossed out the Giras and Negneva to Yitam Akira. Rashi crossed it out. This is talking about the case of Parash Ula. But Ravid's our peers are going to say, Ton lo sholani olera Ela shol mechinam v'nignam amimeni. The guy tired is a shol mechinam and it was stolen. If the guy is really a shol mechinam, honest to goodness, and then he lies and says it was stolen, it turned out that he himself was posher, he destroyed it, he ate it. What do we call that? It's a three-word expression for that. Toin tainas ganav. Toin tainas ganav is kaif keito. Posuk in Parsha Mishpatim, explained by Chazal. We don't live here from the teacher that had it a few times. Toin tainas ganav is kaif keito. Says the Rashi, the name of the rabbi, an additional kiddush. The guy's not really a shamachim. He's really a sheriff. But he claims he's a shamachim. And then he claims it was stolen. He lies twice. He says it was a shalom achinim, which is not true, he's a shalom. Then he says it was stolen, which is not true, he really shepherded it. V'yishtaka, the iyu tzvacha b'shabes. Afil another shehu shorel aleha. V'ilu tzvacha b'chol haya chaya b'tashkul medal v'hei. Horo v'haya polter atzma b'tainas ganav. Ukshe tzvacha b'shabes potur. Mipnei, tzvonas chaya b'chas tzvicha. Vaishaita Kamala Dravina. End quote. This is out of our spot quotes to write. He had a cop, a new chat. We didn't learn that way. We had a different chat and see this Rambam originally. But we thought it all depends when Rambam says Derek and Ava, all Derek and Ava means is he doesn't intend to pay. Derek Shayla means he intends to pay. But as the Sheet of the Gobek says in the very next da, he says, but this is a little tricky. The Chief says in the Bahama, Master the Goras out Yusuf's father, I'm holding the Yusuf, we know, below Yusuf's classes, Umafarish the Pirish arrived at. But then I didn't pick up the nuance. Vachu Kama, Utvacha the Shabbos Derech the neighbor, Pirish, Los Kavu the Farheshik, Derech Misa Shoke, Tseula, Kidel the Fra, the Gol of the Ney Paroso. If I borrow your cow, and I say, I need a cow, I'm hungry, I can't wait. So I'm going to check the guy's cow, it's $1,000, and right before I need him, I'm going to check $1,000 to bow, you own the cow. I'm not trying to get you off money, I'm just hungry. I want a piece of steak. I check the cow. No, I can do that one, it has to show. But I did it, intended to pay. That's called Derek Sheila. The Tzvika Derek Sheila. But right, I don't do that. Hello, Kedera, Kineva, Basay, Salitan, Alea, Shlohaya, Shalaya, Shamachinam. I didn't pick up the last line. I just thought, all right, one the Parhesia, Derek Shed, I checked whatever was looking, and I planned to pay you back. And then I don't plan to pay you back. I didn't read the small print. That's going to be critical to the point we're going to come to in a second. This small print is that the sheet of claim that the Ram is arriving, the Ram holds like the Ravid. A whole move shot, he's next to leave, he's going to do it quietly, then he's going to come to court later and say it was a shalom erachina, not a shalom, and then he's going to say it was stolen. A real double liar. Says the sheet though. Tilda b'chachi agavne b'chol m'chay adal v'hei. Afa gavne stakas to shalom l'hava, to mikol m'chom harei rot to lifto ato b'tanas z'nigmeva. As we said earlier, the name of the writer. Afa the Shabbos potter, Af min ha-kefer. Why? Shere yisru Shabbos v'signeva m'chaybosu v'keren born t'yachat. V'yimein gineva en tzvicha en mechil. So far so good. Now you have the kash of Yosef Mech and everybody. Instantly you're already considered a ganav. Can you check when no one was looking? You have to have the hay right away. As a matter of fact, someone asked me, I think you yesterday, this week, how can they have one act of shechita make them to a ganav at the same time as mechayev and tzvicha mechira? Shouldn't you require a tzvicha mechira after the ganav? You asked me that? Somebody asked me that question last week. Who asked me that question? No one can declare it. Somebody asked me that question. I said it's not true. You have both at the same time. But I haven't realized this nuance in the Shita based on the Raivis. I said, no, a different child. Sorry? It's higher down the hay. But so what I'm trying to say is, getting back to our Indian. The Karen is an Ishechet. Karen is an Ishechet, for sure. At that moment, you have to pay the Karen, that's obvious. Right. So the Sita says, so you will fire the cape to carry on with your shepherd. You fire the cape of Balvehe when later on you come to bed in the Torah and kind of show Machinim and even Ignava. Then you fire the cape of Balvehe. That came after the field of Karen. After the field of Mis, I should say. I said, what's going on? I told you on Thursday, whatever. I said, what's the Shiva saying? What is it? The same action of Shiva's Machiah Vogue. What are you talking about? Now I understand what he means. When you shechted, you're not kind of faithful yet. You have to first go to Bezdin, subsequently, lie and say it was Shamachinim, lie again and say that it was Nigdama, then you're kind of faithful. Then you're kind of dialed the hay. The action of Shechit itself is nothing, because you're a Shorel. Kind of dialed the hay and a Shorel. I was assuming before to do it in a sneaky way, but you shechted, they're not enabled. Instantly, you're already considered a garner, he shechted when no one was looking, you chayav dal vehei right away. As a matter of fact, someone asked me, I think you yesterday, Josh, last week, how can one act of shechita make them to a garner at the same time as mechayav and tzvicha mechira? Shouldn't you require a tzvicha mechira after the garner? You asked me that? Someone asked me that question last week. Who asked me that question? No one gives the credit. Someone asked me that question. I said, it's not true. You have both at the same time. But I hadn't realized this nuance in the shechita. Based on the Raivis, I said, no, a different child. Sorry? It's higher down the hay. But so what I'm trying to say is, getting back to our Indian. The Karen is an Ishechet. Karen is an Ishechet, for sure. At that moment, You have to clear yourself? The Mechal Shabbos, when no one was looking, you have to clear yourself? No, so we said it's called the Mafa Kev, we said it's two go together. That's the Gemara Makas Dafei, which is the Kivega Dafei, which is the Bechon and the Gemara Dafei. The Mechal is either way you slice it, and there's no Kiyah through Benz and says it, which is the traditional way of viewing it. Or Bechon is a revolutionary way, that no, the Kiyah basically exists before, but it has to be done the Torah's owners, you can't do it on your own. No matter which way you go, but Mies and Tzatz are in the same bag. No, Moment is different.
Right. So then you have Mies and Tzatz, you're not free of Mies until afterwards.
Right.
You have to tie right away. And that is certainly taken as a
document. Oh, that's a very good question. How do you understand Kalan Ramanei barrier? Assuming the traditional way, leader of Bechon. Traditional way is, if he and Mies only comes to bed and says, you or we hereby, the jury says, guilty. Never happened. But if the judge, if the 20th minute, they say guilty, and it's five misa. So Barry asked, how do you have to take Kalim Ramanei? The Chia Mama took effect when? The moment you break the window. Chia Mama takes effect when? When Desmond says, you're five misa. So how do you have to take Kalim Ramanei? According to Rabbi Kalman, it's good. He's the Chia Misa when it begins earlier. I want you to kill yourself. No, because then it wouldn't be an onus. But according to the traditional shot, right, the traditional way of the conventional wisdom, he doesn't even begin till later, so how do you ever say Kalim Ramanei? That's a good question. What's the answer to that, David? That's a great answer. I'm going to stop that. Okay. David is saying your question can't be, that's gonna, it can't be a question. There has to be an answer. Let's give Rachmanim. But we can also say make sense out of it. No, I'll tell you why. You can't say that, David, it's so far. I'll tell you why. Because we have a cloud that the only time we say Kalim Ramanei is the two Chiyuvim are simultaneous. The Barrett question, in effect, is why? In the original case, it's not simultaneous. So if we should drop the requirement of simultaneity. Ah, there is a question. Oh, that's right. That's the answer. On Baradef, I said, you can't just make say simplicity the Hawkish Hebrew Rachmana. They have to be tired. So then you could drop the requirement of simultaneity. Because in the original
right.
case, you don't need simultaneity. But the better test what David just said now, that the action of the radio was simultaneous. The action was simultaneous. You know, it takes a while for the bezin to go through the paperwork, get the 23 dayanim and the 2 aiden, and say it's higher, but the action was at the same time. So that's why it is considered simultaneous. As opposed to this, because going to the right of it, with the Messiah, the action that the Messiah you take is when you're walking with your Shavachinim and saying, "Ninja, that's a beautiful shot." I missed it on Thursday. Traditional way is the Yechiyah Misa only comes with Bezin and says, "You will be here," but the jury says, "Guilty." Never happened. If the judge, if the 23 that ever say guilty, and it's five Misa, so Barry asks, "How do you have to take the Rabbinate?" The Yechiyah Mama took effect when? The moment you break the window. Theory takes effect when Bezin says, you're five Misa. So how do you have to say Kalim B'Rabbinate? According to Rabbi Kalim, it's good. He's the Yechiyah Misa when it begins earlier. I want to kill yourself. No, but then it wouldn't be an illness because it's... But according to the traditional shot, right, the traditional way of the conventional wisdom, he doesn't even begin till later, so I have to say, Kalim B'Rabbinate. That's a good question. What's the answer about David? That's a great answer. I'll go stop that. Okay. David is saying your question can't be, that's gonna, it can't be a question. There has to be an answer. But we can also say make sense out of it. No, I'll tell you why. We can't say that, David, so far. I'll tell you why. Because we have a cloud that the only time we say Kalim B'Rabbinate is the two chiyuvim are simultaneous. So Barry's question in effect is, why? In the original case, it's not simultaneous. So if we should drop the requirement of simultaneity. Ah, there is a question. Oh, that's right. That's the answer. On Baradef, I said, you can't just make to say simplicity the Hawkish Hebrew Rachmana. They have to be tired. So then you can drop the requirement of simultaneity. Because in the original case, you don't need simultaneity. But the better test what David just said now, that the action of the radio was simultaneous. The action was simultaneous. You know, it takes a while for the bezin to go through the paperwork, get the 23 dayanim and the 2 aiden, and say it's higher, but the action was at the same time. So that's why it is considered simultaneous. As opposed to this, because going to the right of it, with the Messiah, the action that the Messiah you take is when you're walking with your Shavachinim and saying, "Ninja, that's a beautiful shot." I missed it on Thursday. Like, I hadn't seen the fact that he was going on the Ravid shot in the Ravid. The drama was like the Ravid. That's what it's based upon. Okay? Fine, Baruch Hashem. Now, we have to discuss, I mentioned to you one thing I left out on Thursday within the Yeshitas of Rambam. A whole entirely new approach. And that's the thing on the board. Who remembers the board? They had a whole long thing on the board. All the Perushim on the board assumed one thing. One thing they assumed. That the Rambam paskins like what we call the Lishna Kama. We check the chart. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah.
Every, we had four different versions. Stein, Stein, Ivra. Who are they again? They took over the names. The Shach, like a Mishnah, was one. The Gilega was two. The Shita was three. And the Osamech was four. Ooh, I think I'm doing the Osamech. No, the one of Shach. Look for this person, I'll be able to show it to you. Let me bring it over there, try to tomorrow. This or this? Don't count that. So, listen. So they all assume that in Fiyar Rambam, Yechayev, like Lishna Kama. What does Lishna Kama mean? That you have, Reuben had a cow, and the Reuben died. And then the cow died a natural death. Not Tvachua Vachua. But Yechayev anyway. Yechayev anyway. He would have died a natural death. Listen to Kama. That indicates that what? A show is Chayev from what time on? Shasela. Right? And how does that help? Take a look at Tosis. The Bible Tosis. I will erase a low. Behind the Rav Papa. You putter. Tlaminon. Mishav Shela Chayev Beyonce. And therefore, the chiyuv always takes place when? Afterwards, and afterwards, the father's dead already. So the fact that he had the leftover property is irrelevant. When a man dies in his own property, any obligations that he has in his lifetime, that property is in effect mortgage to. But the obligations take effect after his death, so that property doesn't, you can't collect that property. Vim Toma, in came to say, this is you must be of your mind. You must be the favorite. If the animal dies and after death, they have to pay. So listen to how they read the Rambam. Amazingly. Sh'ela Pikodon, as we know, Teret Aleph Halacha Hei. If you don't mind, I'm going to read you three sentences in the Rambam. And keep A, B, and C. Okay? Keep it in mind. Hiniach l'maviyam pora sh'ula o'mesa ein chayavim bo'otzer. Sentence one. Okay? I'll repeat it again. Hiniach l'maviyam pora sh'ula u'mesa ein chayavim bo'otzer. Sentence two. Chashvu shir shel aviyam tvachua v'yachlua v'shamad v'nebosa v'zol. Sure. Sentence three, most critical. The miniach le maviyah the chosid. Umeis